Hibiscus spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain.
8 years ago, Marla Evans had type 2 diabetes. This is what she looked like before surgery. Since then, she's lost 36 kilograms. Evans participated in a study led by Dr. Philip Schauer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Schauer wanted to see if the surgery could help patients with diabetes.
This disease over time can be very debilitating, causing blindness, kidney failure, amputations, heart attack, and stroke, if it's not well treated.
High blood sugar levels are the hallmark of diabetes. A few years ago, Dr. Schauer published the initial results of his study. He found that the stomach shrinking surgery reversed type 2 diabetes. The latest results are the same.
This is very important because this shows that the effect of surgery in lowering blood sugar is durable out to 3 years, and it's not just a short-term effect.
Bariatric surgery is an umbrella term for different surgeries that make the stomach smaller. In the most common procedure, the surgeon cuts across the top of the stomach to create a small pouch about the size of a walnut. Food bypasses most of the stomach and enters directly into the middle part of the small intestine. Afterwards, patients have to change their lifestyles and stick with a diet that Marla Evans says was sometimes difficult to adjust to, but worth the effort.
I like the size I am. I like everything that came out of the surgery. It's a blessing that you don't have to take medicine, that you are healthier, you feel good, you look fantastic.
The surgery is expensive, but Dr. Schauer says so is treating diabetes and all its complications.
So in that regard, I do think that surgery will factor in as a viable and efficient and economically advantageous treatment.
Dr. Schauer also found that patients who had the surgery had better blood pressure results and could reduce the amount of medicine they used to control it. They had better cholesterol levels and were generally healthier. When Evans thinks about her old lifestyle, she says she misses ice cream. But as for the rest?
No. Absolutely not.
Avocado.
I have energy, I have a new life, but I am not a diabetic anymore.
Dr. Schauer says that with the steep increases in obesity and diabetes around the world, bariatric surgery will become more common, even outside of Western countries. Carol Pearson, VOA News.